Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. The King of Saudi Arabia has made a historic visit to Russia that may affect a global power structure. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman joins me to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
King of Saudi Arabia, Salman, has made a visit to Russia, meeting with Vladimir Putin, the president there. And boy, this could be a game changer as far as global power structure is concerned. Talk to me about this historic visit.
Remember, during the previous administration, President Obama, the United States had pretty much abandoned the Middle East, and many of our allies, including Saudi Arabia, turned to Russia for help and for political support. I don't expect that Saudi Arabia is going to switch its alliances, that it's going to swap out the United States for Russia. I don't think that's what's going on. I think what they want to do, though, is to have a dialogue with Putin, who has clearly staked out a role for Russia in the Middle East, which Russia has never had before. They had client states in Iraq and in Egypt in the 1960s and the 1970s, but they never were quite the player that they are today. Russian forces are now on the ground in Syria. Russian Air Force and Air Defense Forces control the airspace over Syria. When Israel, for example, wants to attack Hezbollah in Syria because they now have new factories where they are building missiles and rockets to aim at Israel from Lebanon, Bibi Netanyahu has to essentially ask Putin for permission to attack Hezbollah. For King Salman of Saudi Arabia to go to Russia is not surprising. For him to seek a closer relationship, I think it shows caution on his part more than any desire to have a great friendship with Moscow.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the historic visit by the Saudi king to Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A longtime friend and ally of the United States, Saudi Arabia, has made a move that could bring about a shift in the global power structure as Saudi King Salman makes a historic visit to Russia to meet with President Putin. Only time will tell if this visit is a shift in the global power structure. However, we do know that both of these nations are major players in the end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. In Ezekiel 38:2, it mentions Magog, which is modern-day Russia. Psalm 83 and verse 6 mentions the Ishmaelites, which is Saudi Arabia of today. These two nations will join with other Middle East nations to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. The Saudi king meeting with Russian President Putin is a precursor to Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...